Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy. What have I done now? Hello and welcome, everyone. If I'm talking over me, and I do apologize, I cannot hear anything. I have no idea what is going on.
Wayne, hello.
You can hear me.
Yeah.
Can you take over just for a minute till I see what's going on here? I'll try to get back call in.
Okay. Now, I don't know if anybody's hearing me. We seem to be having a little bit of a technical problem here. I can hear Dan, but Dan can't hear me. So now the question is can you hear me? Okay, tonight's subject is on the correlation between depression, anxiety, and suicide. Anything yet, Dan? No? Okay. And it's something that we touched on here last week just a little bit. And I know that Dan wanted to do a little bit more on it because it's something that it touches everybody's life. You know, we all have someone who has anxiety issues. They have depression. It's different levels of depression. But sometimes that depression gets down to a level that people start to think about suicide.
Hey.
This is a bad, yeah?
I made it.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I had to call in, man. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I don't know what happened. I was trying to talk to you, and
nothing. I heard you. I heard everything you said. Yeah.
I could not hear nothing. I don't know. I had to call in on my cell phone. I got to talk to Blog Talk Radio. I do apologize, everyone. Thanks for filling in for me there temporarily. Tried to get on as quick as possible. As you know, we're talking about anxiety, which is through the roof right now. And depression right now is not too bad. Not thinking about suicide, just thinking about smashing my computer.
Well, that's not going to help.
No, I've been messing with the two headsets because, you know, I have the two separate ones, and I really like the way the other ones sound, but I'm getting way too much echo, and it's playing through my computer, and it's really distracting. So I went away from them and used my old, and I heard nothing. So here we are. What were you? Go ahead and finish whatever you were saying, Wayne. I just wanted to pop in, let you know I was here.
I had just started on, you know, the anxiety, depression, and how, you know, over time that starts to become, you know, where we have thoughts of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people within the, you know, pain community, they know this. I mean, there's times that we've all kind of thought about it. Mm-hmm. And it's really not our fault. It is a side effect of a lot of the medications that we take for pain, you know? So, I mean, it's not something that you can point to somebody and go, man, they're a terrible person because they're thinking about suicide.
Right.
No, in a lot of cases, this is just a side effect. You know, this is not something that, you know, don't be afraid. Tell your doctor about it, you know? Hey, you put me on this medicine, and now I'm starting to have thoughts of suicide. Now, your doctor can get you on something that, you know, a little bit different, or cut your dose down, anything to, you know, get you off of that side effect, you know?
Sure. You know, I think a lot of it really starts, well, the anxiety part does, and depression, I think, follows. Pretty much think it's how the order it goes, anxiety, depression, and suicide. But when we have, and you've had a tragic injury in your life, and, and I'm not, you know, it's not my place to talk about it, but you have.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm not trying to single you out. I'm just saying, for, you know, it's for you, for an example, any of us that get an injury or a disability, like we all have, we all get that anxiety comes with it. The depression comes because we can't do the things that we used to be able to do. So eventually depression does wear on us. The medication plays a big factor in it. A very big factor. But, you know, we have got to learn how to take care of ourselves in many ways, mentally, physically, medication, rehab, whatever we need. A lot of people don't like being on psychiatric medication, but I will say this, with these conditions, pretty much all of them as far as I'm concerned, we need some kind of help, psychological, not because we're crazy, not because we're hooked on medication, but just because, I mean, there's a lot of anxiety and depression that goes along with this stuff. Plus, you know, like you said, the medication, you take medication that, see, that's kind of what the gabapentin did, the Cymbalta did that to me the worst. Mm-hmm. The gabapentin wasn't as bad for me, but it did, I did have some depression with it. So that's why I quit taking it. But like I said, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't do that for everyone. But
no.
when people, and I got to be careful how I say this because people take it the wrong way. When people are talking about suicide, in my opinion, most of the time, they're not really wanting to commit suicide. They're just wanting to get away from what it is that's bothering them at that time. If it's their pain, if it's their anxiety, you know, even their depression. And this is where people have to learn to talk to other people, you know, talk to others, talk to your friends. People can't sit out here and say, they don't have anybody. You might not have nobody in your immediate life, you know, in your family, but you have friends.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook. You have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and it's amazing how, you know, these people are more than happy to talk to you. You know, all you have to do is just reach out to them. You know, I mean, I got some great friends that will, I mean, they'll hit me on Messenger and we'll talk for an hour on some of the goofiest things, but whatever happens to be on our mind at the time. Yeah, no, these people will go out of their way to help you. You just have to take the chance and reach out. You know, quit thinking that somebody's going to think you're stupid for doing it. You're not stupid. We call that human. You know,
right.
And there's nothing wrong with being human.
No, not at all.
It's something that we all suffer from. You know, we're all afraid of, you know, revealing ourselves as somehow being, you know, more of a human than the next person. And you know, I don't know how anybody could actually say I could be more of a human than you, but you know, but we do that. We just, but I think your one point was great. You know, saying that you'll commit suicide, you're not going to do it, but it is mentally you're separating yourself from that pain. You know, because I'm gonna do this. And now you're no longer focusing on that pain. You're focusing on doing something else. And no, not a good place to go, but it does, I guess in a way it does help people. But you know, if you're being pushed by your medication that way, you know, no, we can bring that back. That's where we have to look at our steps of anxiety, which goes to depression, which goes to thoughts of suicide. And, you know, we as family members and friends, we have to learn to look and listen for that. And, you know, we have to quit saying, I'm afraid to step in. You know, it's not my place to step in.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to be there for one another, and that's something that this community is not the greatest about, sticking together. There needs to be more of that, that's for sure. That plays a big factor in helping people. We have to make ourselves available, especially those of us that have been through this, which is many of us, have been down this road. I have, and it's not a pleasant road to be down. It's not fun. It's actually scary, to be honest. And we just have to learn to be there for one another more. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not going to stop suicide, or depression or anxiety for that matter. No. I know it's not going to stop it, but it can make a difference. It can help. It can help somebody. I have this suicide group, and there was a lady that's been posting there for 3 or 4 days now, just negative, negative, negative stuff. And well, suicide is not the answer. How about assisted suicide? And when she wrote that, I'm like, no, this can't be happening. And I said, that's no way to be. And another member wrote something about, well, you know, just one-on-one help, you know, sitting down with somebody face-to-face or over the phone or even on the computer. Does any of that help? The person refused to answer that question. Just said, I'm invisible. Now, listen, nobody's invisible, okay? No. We're not. Any of us are invisible. We might have invisible pain that you can't see, but that does not mean we're invisible. And, you know, I had to remove the person from the group. I had to. I didn't want to do it, but I kind of had to, because it's just leaving too many negative vibes for the people in there that need the help and want the help. You can't help everybody. I mean, you just can't. We know that. We try a lot, and it just doesn't work. But people, you know, I see some people today that are coming off some heavy-duty pain medication. And they're having a very, very difficult time, which is expected. But like I wrote and told them, I said, look, I'm sending you positive thoughts and vibes and hoping and praying that you make it through this, because you're doing something that I feel like is the right thing to do. You're trying to find other means of your helping with your pain besides some of this dangerous, dangerous medication. Those kind of people, a little support, as simple as that, man, made their day. They wasn't feeling great, but they wrote me and said, thanks. You know, thanks for having my back and being there. I don't even know these people, you know. I've never talked to them. It's just that simple. Something so little as to be there for someone when you see them in need can make a world of difference. And, you know, they're talking about how they're – go ahead.
Well, it's the smallest thing. I mean, that, you know, we might think it's really nothing. And if someone says thank you to us, we're a lot of times going, for what? What did I do? But it's you do that little tiny little thing that you do that'll catch that person. And, you know, so just any little interaction with people who are like that, we don't realize that we can have an impact, whether or not it's just, you know, they're thinking that nobody really cares. And all of a sudden you just say something that goes, wow, there is somebody out there, you know? Yeah. And yeah, that can make a big difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. You know, so saying, nah, I don't want to get involved. That's crap. You know, especially in our communities, you know, we're starting to touch on all these different illnesses, you know, and diseases, you know, that have pain at their root, you know, and it's, no, we're not just this one CRPS person, you know, we're not this, you know, one arthritic person. I mean, we're a whole bunch of people, you know, and we have to start coming together and realize we all hurt.
Sure.
And this is what should be bringing us together is our pain and not being able to combat it. You know, that, yes, we're probably mean, nasty, and ornery because we do hurt. But that's not the reason we are fighting against each other.
No, not at all. Not at all. We need to be very supportive of one another at all times, even in our darkest times. I know people are saying, well, that's not easy. And you're right. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But, you know, it's something that we have to do. I mean, it's just, it's pretty much a must deal. We don't have to do it, but if we don't, you know, we're not going to get, people are not going to get very far. But, you know, there's so many different factors in life itself. And you add chronic pain to that, and it does. It makes it a lot worse. I've had anxiety, you know, most of my life, and because I've been real hyper all my life. And, you know, my anxiety was controllable until I got injured a few years back. And then it, like, tripled it. And then the depression set in, and then the thoughts of suicide when I couldn't do anything anymore. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it happens to almost all of us. And, you know, we just have to pull ourselves out of that rut and find a friend, a family member, someone on Facebook, someone that you can trust. And I know we all have someone we can trust in our life. I just don't see nobody having that. It might not be family, but it could be somebody on Facebook that, you know, from just, you know, the internet. But still, you can be really close friends with people on the internet. And like I said, reach out to them, talk with them, share your stories. Don't be so shy about things. You know, we talk about this all the time, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. Absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
We are, God made us this way. He gave us these disabilities for a reason. No, we don't know why, but we don't need to know why. We just need to continue to help people and to help ourselves and to try to keep our anxiety at a minimum, which is, there's several ways of doing that. It's just like this, pretty much the same ways with pain.
Find something
you like to do and occupy your mind. Depression is a little bit harder to deal with. Depression is a total different ball game, you know. Pretty much medication is about the only thing I know to do for depression, honestly. To me.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of things that, you know, losing my leg and the degenerative osteoarthritis that, you know, where I really couldn't even, I couldn't walk hardly at all. I mean, I had to walk with two canes before the amputation. And, you know, I was the kind of guy that I was on my feet constantly. You know, I seldom ever sat down. I made my living on my legs. That's what I always did, you know. And all of a sudden, just to be slammed to a stop, that was difficult, you know.
When
you're used to, I worked 18 hours a day, 7 days a week for so many years, I have no idea what it was like to actually say I had a day off. So when that stops, boy, I tell you what, that, I mean, as far as to, you know, a big cause of depression, but when you're unable to actually do what you used to be able to do, you know, how you made a living and not contributing, you know, to even your own care. That's a tough one. A tough one. But, you know, I learned that I could take care of myself. You know, going to Philadelphia by myself here a couple weeks ago, you know, that was actually kind of a little bit for me. I had to prove that, okay, you know, I'm an above-the-knee amputee, but I don't need help. I can still go. I have that ability to do it myself. And sometimes just crap like that is what we need to do just to prove that I'm still a viable person. I can still do these things. Did it kick my butt? Oh, yeah.
definitely. Hello, Tiffany. I see you writing, private messaging me. So hello, Tiffany. Tiffany's a friend, friends of friends.
she's more than welcome to join the conversation.
Yeah, she wrote, she goes, I was writing all over the place. And I finally realized that I could private message you. Duh. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you can private message me. I can type and talk at the same time. She's yeah. Tiffany something else. She says she won't call. Tiffany, you're something else. Leave me alone. I'm doing a radio show. No, she's not bothering me. She helps in my group, and she's a great inspiration, man. She really is. She works with Ferocious Fighters, you know, Patrick and Meg, his mom, and they're good friends of mine, and I really appreciate them and all the people that are that are with them. Tiffany said hi, Wayne.
Well, that's a lot of what we talk about, you know. If you don't tell your story, how do we know that there's more people like us out there, you know?
Sure.
Do I get tired of listening to my voice? Oh, hell yeah. But that's, I'd like to have other people call in so I don't have to listen to them.
say hi to her. Say hi, Tiffany. She's listening. She said hi.
Hi, Tiffany.
Yeah, that'll get her. See, great people, man. And they're doing a lot over there at Ferocious Fighters to help kids. As you know, I've sent some stuff out for kids and stuff at the schools. And, you know, that's another thing we have to worry about is these kids, man. It's bad enough for all of us adults that have the issues that we have, but these poor kids, man, excuse me. I'm getting sleepy early tonight. I've been doing this all day, man. I don't know what it is. I didn't get up till 10 o'clock. I'm just yawning all day long, steadily all day. But these kids, you know, listen, some of them have attempted suicide at a very young age, and that's something that we cannot stand for. We have to fight for these kids, if nothing else. We have to keep going, and we have to keep pushing for these kids to get treated better and not let them fall into the cracks that a lot of people, I don't want to include myself because I've been very fortunate. And I'm proud of that. I'm glad of that. And I wish others could be that blessed as I have been with the treatments and stuff. But that's not the way it is. But we, you know, as adults, we have to really, in my mind, focus on these kids and keep them as safe as we can. It's very hard. I talked to a lady, her daughter has it, and I talked to her quite often, and I think she's in England, if I'm not mistaken. And sweetest lady you'll ever meet, man. And she is just a wreck because her daughter has CRPS and just cannot seem to shake it. And it's so sad, you know.
That's something that bothers me too, is that people are getting, you know, these illnesses at a younger and younger age. I mean, to where now, you know, we have, you know, newborns that, you know, are coming up with you know, pain diseases. Sure. We have to stop this somewhere, you know, and that's why I say we have to all start talking about it, you know, because when you have to stop and you look at your grandkids and, you know, you have to actually admit that they can very possibly be next in line. You know,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's when you have to start speaking up, and it's it's kind of hard to speak up, but you and I do it.
Well, you know, some people, Wade, just don't. I'm going to use Tiffany for example. She might get mad at me. I hope she doesn't, but you know, she was just writing some things to me that's wrong with her, and I'm going to keep that confidential because, obviously, you know, she's writing it to me in a private message, so obviously she doesn't want people to know. But, you know, I I'm fine with that because I know some people just don't – they're not ready to come out of that shell. They're not ready to talk about their issues with a lot of people. And I understand that, and I totally respect that individual to the max. But I'm saying that eventually you've got to come out and talk about it because holding it in is not good for you. It's not good for you. It's not going to help you any. It's just not going to, you know. And I give people the respect they need, and I don't, just like just like here. I didn't say anything what she just told me. It's confidential, and that's how we need to be with each other. If somebody doesn't want to talk about it and doesn't want everyone to know about it, we have to respect that. Okay.
Yeah.
That person probably will eventually come out of that eventually and talk to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're talking to me. So that's a start. And that's where people yeah. have to start. They have to find someone that they can believe in and trust that person and start with that person. And I'm telling you, this is how I did it, Wayne. When I first started the show, you can go back and listen to the very first show I did. I was a nervous wreck.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared to death. I was scared to death. Never done it before. Never talked to a big audience. And I'm like, whoa. But once I did it, I loved it. And I'm like, I got to have more of this. I can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, I'm helping people. Yeah, I'm making some people mad, but that's okay. I always gain two or three friends when I lose one. So
yeah.
I'm doing something. I'm doing something right. You know, I'm doing something right. And I have people tell me that all the time. And as a matter of fact, the other day, my anxiety got very high over the weekend. And I pretty much stayed there all weekend long because I set up a GoFundMe account for my radio show just asking for the amount of my show per month. That's it. Not a dime more. And I had a lady take my show down. I didn't post my GoFundMe everywhere. I just posted it in my group and on my Facebook page and the radio show page. That's it. I didn't post it in no other group because I don't believe in doing that kind of stuff. I'm not here to try to take money. I just need a little help, okay? So I posted my show, and the lady wrote me. She goes, I have to take your radio show out of my group and because you're charging money. And I'm like, what? I'm not charging money for my show. My show is 100% free. I was just asking for donations for myself to help with the show because I'm paying, you know, for my, I'm paying out of my pocket. I'm paying for my doctors. I'm paying for this and that. You know, that's all I was asking. I'm not asking for a dime. It's $39.99 a month.
Yeah.
And if you look at the GoFundMe, that's what the GoFundMe says. So, you know, my point is that really got my anxiety high this weekend because that was. And it's high now. I'm starting to sweat because it really makes me mad that somebody thought that I was trying to take advantage of people. I am not like that. I will not do that. I don't want to have to ask for the $40 a month.
Yeah.
But I need help. And I am doing this all for free. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it all for free. And you don't get paid. I don't get paid. You know,
well, my grandfather used to have a saying for that. You know, whenever I was in a position like that, where I had somebody just getting on me about, you know, something that I'm trying to do, you know, he would just look at me and go, F them.
Yep.
You know, and I, what? You know, and I was only 10, 12 years old, you know, and I was, what? And it didn't hit me till I was later in my life. I went, well, yeah. You know, what does this person matter? You know, as far as what I'm trying to do, you know, you know what we're trying to do, it has nothing to do with whether some retarded woman gets all upset because she thinks that you're trying to charge people. You know,
she can
go find something else to do. Not a problem.
Well, that's pretty much what I told her. My wife wrote her actually and told her, you know, and she apologized and she's, oh, you can post your show in my group. If you, no, I'm not even going to bother wasting my time doing it again because I didn't, you know, instead of more or less accusing me, if she would have just asked me, hey, are you charging for your show? I could have simply said no. And guess what? It would have been over.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been over. So, I mean, I understand people's, I understood her point very well because I'm like that in my group. I don't want people advertising, trying to make money off of people in my groups. I don't allow that. Okay.
Yeah.
Certain situations I do. It's up to me to make that choice. And if I don't think that, it's a good thing to do, then I don't allow it. And my people know that, and they respect that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't post the GoFundMe in all the groups, because I'm not like that. I don't want it done to my groups, and I respect other people. I do have some people helping me. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't know if they want to be mentioned or not, but I do want to tell them thank you, and I know they're listening, and it really means the world to me for y'all to step up and help me. Even if it's 50 cents, it doesn't matter the dollar amounts, the fact that they helped me. So to all of those that are helping me, thank you. I just don't want to mention their names because I get in trouble sometimes when I mention people's names without asking. Yeah. So I try to be respectful to people. I take this very serious. I do. I take this very, very serious. And to me, and I have both anxiety and depression, which, like I said, I didn't get that till after my injury, but, the anxiety got worse. I'm going to tell you, in my personal belief and my personal feeling, the anxiety is a lot worse than the depression. And I know it sounds kind of crazy for me saying that, but I'm going to tell you right now, the people that don't have anxiety, let me tell you, it makes your chest hurt. It makes where you can't breathe. Makes your arm go numb and hurt, just like a heart attack, man. And I can't tell you how many trips I've made to the ER, and they just, out your anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And depression, don't get me wrong, it's not, I'm saying it's not dangerous. Because it's very dangerous. It's deadly. They both are. But I believe the anxiety is the worst of the two. I really do. Because with depression, you can do some things to kind of help yourself. Anxiety, there's medicine for it, but when an anxiety attack comes on, when a bad one comes on, man, there's nothing stops it.
Yeah.
We go back to what we talked about a few weeks ago with taking our mind off of pain, music, coloring, drawing, crossword puzzles, you name it. There's a lot of things that doesn't go just for easing the pain, but it goes for the anxiety and the depression as well.
Yeah.
There's things that you can do, but I really believe, Tiffany goes, PTSD and bipolar is worse. And yes, you're right. It is. I was not including those in my conversation. Thank you very much. You don't want to come on the air, but you would like to write me a private message and correct me. okay. I'm going to be nice, Tiffany. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, that's,
but she's right. She's right. They are.
Well, yeah. If you start doing that though, when you're talking, you have to keep these big lists up here to make sure that you include everything in every conversation so that people aren't correcting you. And it's I'm just trying to make a comparison here between this and this, that was the easiest way to do it, people don't take all the time to sit here and be our grammar police. Just go, what you're saying, it isn't like we're college professors.
I'm far from it. From it. Yeah, he's laughing at you. Wayne's known to speak his mind very clearly, very quickly. Sometimes I can't get to the mute button in time. The PTSD, which I'm going to do a show on that. I don't know a whole lot about PTSD. I do bipolar because I think my kids are that way because they get way out there sometimes. So they could be, but, especially my one, but I'm going to do a show on PTSD soon.
PTSD, there's a lot of times you're taking both of them. You're taking anxiety and you're taking depression, and it's like you're throwing them together at the same time. I think that's probably the best description for PTSD that I have ever gotten from a person.
Yeah.
This was a doctor who was explaining it, and I was like, oh my God, And the worst I have is I'm missing a leg. Wow. I'm lucky. Thank you.
Yeah. we are some of us are very fortunate, and some of us are not. And you know, that's what people have to let go of. I've had a few people get very upset with me over the weekend again. Tiffany says she's going to grammar police your PTSD. I got to quit reading the messages. Getting too sidetracked. I already forgot what I was going to say now. That's pretty bad. Where was I at, Wayne? I'm lost.
you lost me too.
I don't know. I got 24 minutes to figure it out. Anyway, back to what I was thinking I was going to say. Over the weekend, I had somebody get very upset with me because I have had, I'm going to say good luck, because that's really what it's been. With my disorder and my doctors, I've been very fortunate, and I've talked about this before. The person got very upset with me because I was jealous is what happened, basically what it was, because I had gotten treated fairly and good. And I'm like, do you have to really take it out on me personally? Because it's not my fault. I just talk to my doctors. I tell them the truth. They've done tests. They know what they're doing. It's a combination of things. And people say, I just piece of shit doctors. Listen, my doctor's listening to my show tonight. And my doctor's not a piece of shit. He's a great guy. He's very intelligent, knows all about chronic pain disorders, knows about bee venom. I talked to him about it today. And, you know, I can't sit here and let people downgrade myself or anybody else because some of us have been fortunate to have good doctors.
You just have not to give your doctor something to work with. You know, and that's something else we talk about. If you're telling your doctor everything that you can possibly remember as far as what has been wrong with you, then you're giving that doctor all kinds of ammunition to work with. He can go, oh, yeah, cool. This is this and this is this. And then he can do his job, you know, but that's we have to do that, you know. If we're not giving him everything that he needs to do his job, or her, it's in the case of my doctor, and she is just fantastic. But if we don't do that, then that falls on us. Because now we're making it so our doctor has to fight in the dark to figure out what's wrong with us. You know, if this is a side effect from, you know, something that we have, and we're not telling him what this is about, you know, then we start going down another step where we just left anxiety, and now we're going to go down to depression, you know.
Sure.
And why? Because we don't want to confess to our doctor that, you know, we're sitting in our room just unable to even do anything.
You know, excuse me, that brings up another thing that I thought of when you just said that. Not being able to get outside, get out away from the walls that you see every day, will drive you to depression and suicide. Bottom line, it will drive you straight to it in a hurry. People, you got to get outside. I know that the heat bothers a lot of us. I know the cold bothers a lot of us. But I'm telling you, if you can take 10 minutes a day, maybe 15, the longer the better. But, you know, if you can take a few minutes of your day and step outside in the yard or down your driveway, or, you know, if you have to use a walker or a wheelchair, get down to where the sun shines, you know, where you can see things. And clear your mind. That's a very big issue that people, a lot of people can't do it. And I understand that. But if you can do it, please do it. Because I've isolated myself recently to my room several days in a row and got to feeling pretty bad. And I had to force myself to go outside. And, because the humidity really bothers me here when it's really extremely hot. And I had to force myself to go sit outside for a little while and look at, you know, watch the fish jump in the pond behind us and watch the birds and whatever, to clear my mind, because being cooped up, man, is nowhere to be. It's not fun. And does to make the depression a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
It makes the anxiety worse too, for that matter, but yep. It does. It makes it a lot worse. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we can try to do to help ourselves a little bit. It's not going to cure it. It's not going to take it away completely.
No.
But there's just things that we need to try to do. Most and foremost is reach out to someone.
Yeah.
We all
have our coping mechanisms, you know, and how we deal with things.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe going outside, you know, we see a neighbor that we haven't seen in a little while, and we get to talk, and then when you do that, you start to relax a little bit, you know?
Sure.
And it gives you a chance to maybe just feel normal for a while, which is what we all lack, you know?
Yeah, yeah, we don't do that very often.
Yeah, yeah, and there's other times we just got to step out of our comfort zone. I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, so what? You know, deal with it.
That's right.
Yeah. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's still not good for you. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's see. Thursday night, we're doing a show on MS again. Steven's going to be on. Excuse me. I have to take a yawn break.
Yep.
Yeah, right on. Pretty much right on time.
Yep.
It's going to be a 2-hour show. So if you don't want to be there for the 2 hours, I understand. That's fine. Because he wants to really get in, give out, you know, some really in-depth stuff on MS. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool.
So I want to be able to do that. That's Thursday night. I don't have one for tomorrow yet. I probably won't even work on that till in the morning. I got we're going to do the one on, remind me again. You wanted to do the show last week. I can't think of the name of it now, man. Spinal bifida.
Yeah.
You want to shoot tomorrow for that one, or do you rather do that one Wednesday?
Let's do that one Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a goddaughter that has it, but it's still okay. I need some time to refresh, you know, on that. And
yeah, I don't know much about it at all, so I'm gonna have to do some research and see if I can find somebody maybe to come on. I don't know, maybe I'll be able to. So we'll do that one Wednesday. Tomorrow, I don't know, I'll put something together for tomorrow. Thursday is MS. I've talked with Lisa Davis. I'm going to be getting her back on, and we're going to do a show about, what is it? I can't even remember what it is now. CDS or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember the name. I'll wait before I open my mouth and say something wrong again. But okay. I'm going to try to get her to do a show. I'm going to be getting Amber Rose back on soon to do stuff on Bee Venom.
Yeah.
This time,
she was fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, I was reminded just now by Tiffany, of course. Can't talk on the phone, but I can private message you the whole hour. Unless she's going to get mad. Don't forget the Jamboree party. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. For those of you that don't have a clue what I'm talking about, which is probably most of y'all, the NHEC and there's several different people. I think it's basically for ferocious fighters. They're having some kind of nail party thing online. I got involved in that, with no choice of my own. But I have asked some friends to go to it. It is, I'm trying to find the information and I cannot find it. It's on my Facebook though. I do know that. if any lady listeners out there would want to go to it and give to a good cause, please feel free to. They're great people over there, and I want to give them all the love and support that I can. Just amazing people. They really are. Patrick is, man, I met that young man, and I met him in person, and just amazing. Just and one strong-willed individual, man. He was hurting so bad that night at that meet and greet, and a young man just, he stood tall, man, and made us all proud, that's for sure. Great inspiration. Great inspiration. But yeah, it's on my Facebook. I know Leanne has tagged me in it, and I'm sure it's all over my Facebook. I haven't really looked. But it is, I'm trying to find it, and I've just got too much going on at this point. I can't seem to find it, but it's there. Feel free to, go there, and we got a lot of nice things, and I think they're giving away some stuff. I'm not sure how they're doing it, but they are. I get tagged in a lot of this stuff, Wayne. I don't mind being in it. I really don't, because it's helping the cause, and I'm all for that. They like, people like tagging me and stuff, and I get drug into some of this stuff, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I looked up, and I was in the middle of a nail thing, and I'm like, really? Y'all are killing me. Y'all are absolutely killing me.
Yeah.
They just sent me the link, so I am going to try to post it on my Facebook again. But, you know, I don't. I enjoy helping a great cause. I'm all for that. So I don't mind them doing it. I really don't. It's just that they – no, Tiffany, that didn't work. They are trying to raise awareness, and they're doing a very good job of raising awareness. You know, it's just – it's fun that – they have these things going to help each other. They're always, the comments are amazing, man. Just being there, they just rag on me something fierce. I mean, they really, really do. And I enjoy it. You know how I am, man. I enjoy that kind of stuff. And I'm like, why do y'all want to pick on me? Little old me, just trying to help people. And y'all want to put me in the middle of fingernail post. You're going to get your nails done. And no, you don't. You can dress like a man. I'm like, really? You know, but it's all fun and games, man. It makes you laugh at the end of the day. And it really, they really make it pleasant. They really do. And so I want to thank them for throwing me in the middle of all this stuff. And Tiffany just shared it on my page. So y'all can go to my Facebook page, and there will be the beautiful nail art. Leanne's Gym and Fundraiser, August 15th through the 21st. Comfort of your couch. So please, Wayne, go get your nails done. I'm getting mine done.
No, thank you. you know, just
my wife. My wife,
I have a hard time doing women things, you know. how a woman could sit there and think that, you know, having their nails done was relaxing, I have no clue. I'm sorry, that does not sound relaxing to me.
me neither. But yeah. You know, I will. I don't know. I'll see if I get mine done or not. My wife said I could, so I'm like, good. I'm like, really, honey, you really got to say that I can get my nails done? You don't understand what these women have done to me. Yeah. She's like, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I don't have much. Well, I do have a support system. They're just supporting me in the wrong way.
Yeah.
But no, it's all fun and good. Like I said, it that kind of stuff helps ease anxiety and depression. I mean, simple. It does. Something as silly as that might be, being put in that fundraiser, really, man, I laughed. I mean, I was having a bad day the other day when they shared it, and, man, I sparked right up and full of laughter, and that just felt better all around, you know? I mean, I wish it wasn't nail art, but it is what it is. I'm okay with it. It brought laughter and, you know, lowered the anxiety and stuff. So yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Well, and it's for a good cause. It's
the goofy things that, you know, make you smile. Well,
sure.
So,
sure. Yeah. And that's
doing goofy stuff. That's.
But you know, it doesn't make a person. It makes me feel so much better after I laugh about something.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I could be sitting here having the most miserable day, and I've had a few of them, and be on air and see something like this little conversation that was going on between me and Tiffany on private message. It made me laugh. It's really made me feel good. You know, we none of us above that. None of us. No. And we need a lot more of that in our life.
Yeah.
Because sitting around thinking about your pain all the time just does not work out very well. Period. It makes you hurt worse.
Laughing at yourself is that'll give you the biggest laugh of them all anyway, you know?
You
stop and look at yourself. Yeah, that now there's a laugh. You know,
Yeah. I've done that. Like the show that I did for an hour by myself, talk to myself for a whole hour. The whole hour I talked to myself. Yeah. And the thing of it is, nobody even bothered to call and tell me I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
That's the funny part. So,
yeah.
But I'm like, hey, you could at least call and said, hey, you're talking to yourself. But,
yeah.
They didn't even bother to do that. So I'm like, okay, y'all have a good laugh on me. Because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, sure I was mad because I had to turn around and do another hour right after that. But, you know, it was all good. It was a good laugh. I'm sure many people laughed at me that night. And I probably still do and probably laughing at me right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I made them laugh, then mission accomplished. I did something right. That's how I feel. Because, again, you know, anxiety and depression, it's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And we can make it a lot worse than it actually is. And that's where we have to steer our way away from it. We have to try to laugh and, I don't know, color, draw, listen to music, whatever we got to do. Get outside for one. That's one thing that I believe in dearly. That is a must. We cannot just sit here and stare at four walls all day, all night long, man. It gets to be too much. And, you know, I almost didn't come on the scene, and I was going to cancel it because I have to take my son to work in the afternoons now because my wife went back to work. And I pick her up, but it's right across the street. You know, my son's right down the street, so it's not very much driving. And I had to wait on her for like an hour. I had to sit in the van, and I was so uncomfortable, man, and I got to hurting so bad. I come home, and I could not get rid of the pain, and it's like, man, I took my medicine and it, you know, finally kicked in. So I'm doing a lot better than what I was, hour and a half ago or so, but you know, we have to pull ourselves through it, man. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. We have to pull ourselves out of the rut and we need to help each other do that. And, I think it's very important. And, we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people are raising awareness about CRPS and all chronic pain disorders, but I want to see more people focus on trying to find a cure. That's very important to me. The awareness is a good thing, but it's not what we need. We need a cure for these disorders. And, you know, I know it's a hard task. It's a very hard task, and it's probably going to be a long time down the road. But never give up, and keep fighting, keep pushing every single day. I just want to see more fighting for a cure. That's a big thing for me. And
you know, that's where we need a lot of people starting to call. You know, and. Mm-hmm. Until people start voicing how they feel, what their life is like, what their trips to the doctor are like, until everybody hears this, then our inroads are going to be very, very, very slow. You know, we have to speak out. You know, we are our only hope. You know, and until we actually realize that, no, it's going to be like this. We're, we hurt, we complain about it, and then we go on to the next day where we talk about it, and we complain about it, and then we go on to the next day. You know, we need to put an end to that. We need people looking at us, you know, and, you know, fixing the problem, finding the cures. You know, because right now it's very, very, very lucrative to keep us sick, you know. These pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, you know, the research facilities, they make all kinds of tons and tons of money with us being sick. You know, and if you're taking trillions of dollars of profit, well, why do you want to cure anybody?
I want to mention this real quick, and I don't know if you get it or not, Wayne, but we, me and Brian, well, actually Brian is the one that does it. I say me because I work with him on a lot of stuff, but the newsletter that goes out, it's putting the fire out on RSD or CRPS slash RSD. It's a new monthly newsletter that goes out in email. There's no spam or nothing with it. It's just all information. This month's newsletter is really going to be good. He's putting a lot of information in it about the bee venom treatment. So anyone, you can find that in, it's usually in my group or in his group, putting the fire out on CRPS, RSD, or in chronic pain warriors, one or the other. But I'm in a group right now looking at, it's called CRPS slash RSD warriors. Wendy is the founder of the group, and it's a smaller group. She just started not too long ago. But you want to talk about some gung-ho people wanting to spread, you know, make awareness of CRPS. They are the place to be. They are coming up with all kinds of stuff to do to show support and for CRPS awareness. I know that's just CRPS awareness. And it's not all the chronic pain disorders. I'm trying to work with the Lyme community. I'm just not getting much help. The lupus community, I really only have one person that does the shows with me. I can't get anyone else to do anything. You know, it's sad that we can't get more of these people to help. MS community's coming together nicely. They're doing a big show Thursday night, like I said. So I'm going to concentrate on the people that are working with us and helping us and doing things. And then right now that happens to be MS, CRPS. I'm going to include fibromyalgia because it's so much like CRPS and MS. It's not even funny. You know, these other, you know, we're going to do the one on spinal bifida and see how that goes. Hopefully we get some support from that. I'm going to support the ones that are working with each other and with us, and the rest of them don't want to be on board. Then you know what? They can do their stuff themselves. There's too many disorders out there to just try to pick one or two. And I know we focused a lot on CRPS. We need to get into the arthritis more, which I do need to do that. Because a lot of people have arthritis, including myself. So So that's another one to get into. So, yeah, we're going to start branching out into some more of these and try to get better help and hopefully people work together a little bit more. The Lyme community has just totally fell apart. I don't know what's up with them.
We need to get everybody together.
I'm trying to do all I can.
It's... Yeah, I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to everybody out there. You know, we have to get it. We have to get it together. We're not going to make any progress if we don't. You know, arguing with each other, it'll push everybody farther apart, and we'll never make any progress.
Mental health too. Let's don't include mental health. I did forget that. I was just reminded of that by Tiffany. So, yeah, I definitely will include that one.
When you talk about anxiety and depression and suicide, That's probably the biggest aspect of it is the mental health aspect. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Tell her good one. Right. Tell her she gets a mark on her paper.
I'm sure she heard that and commented. Yeah, she's already commented back. Okay. All right, man. I got to end it, Wayne. We'll talk tomorrow night, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
All right. Good night.